here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
The vials have landed.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like I've been saying this, I don't know, for the last couple of weeks. But anyway, Queensland's first shipment of Pfizer has arrived. 10,000 vials. The Gold Coast University Hospital will be the first place you can get the sting, get the jab today. Looks like there'll be a rollout of around 125,000 vials in the next few weeks. We've got phase A, which is quarantine workers. Phase 1B, I feel like I'm at school. Phase 1B.
Yes.
Line up. Phase 1B.
I wish I would get a B, but I never did.
No, that's
keep
high.
Going down.
We're down the E's, buddy. This is the high risk. You defence, your health, your medicine. One thing I will say on the news, yeah. Can you stop saying when people get it, oh, it doesn't hurt. I don't care how much the actual thing hurts. Yeah. I care what's in it. They all go, oh, don't worry, it doesn't hurt.
Whatever. I hate needles.
I know you do. You're weird. So when Spider gets a needle, you've got to punch his other arm to take his mind off.
To distract.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Oh, well, that's fair enough. That'll work.
Yeah.
Too easy.
Yeah, I think you're right, mate. It's not about whether or not the needle hurts in your arm. We all know that doesn't really hurt too much.
No.
It's when you start growing genitals out of your neck and you get that weird travel pillow.
You have got something about genitals growing in every part of your body, haven't you?
I know
your elbows
does.
Or your neck.
Yep.
Yes.
Can't be anything else.
Don't like vaccines myself, but there you go.
There we are.
I'm going to get it because I'm going to be the lab rat in my family and get it first. I think I'm in three risk categories.
Okay, so you're a B, are you?
Yeah, no, or I don't think I'm a B. I think I'm a C.
So it's not a gorge on your neck, it'll be a sack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, big news around in the NRL at the moment. We don't know what Cam Smith is. There's a lot of speculation.
Oh, whatever.
Yes, whatever. Exactly right. I think he's reading too much of his own publicity. Cam, he's probably read his own book.
Yeah, he's probably already
times.
Had the vaccine, I reckon.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
he's already, yeah, he would have already had it. They will release today or early tomorrow that he is having a press conference tomorrow at Suncorp.
No.
Now, why is it at Suncorp? Because if you were signing with the Titans, it would have been at CBus. So it's at Suncorp tomorrow. People involved have to sign confidentiality clauses that they don't know anything about it at this stage.
Right. And so you're allowed to talk about it on the radio.
Because I'm not having signed one.
We'll see what you're doing.
So there's going to be two options. It's either going to the Broncos or going to be an assistant coach there in the State of Origin team of Queensland. But why would you do it at Suncorp? So it doesn't look like he's going to be here on the Gold Coast. It looks like he will be joining the Broncos and everybody involved. We'll find out tomorrow afternoon.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
I'd love no one to turn up. Just as a bit of a middle finger to you.
Yes.
Just like he's there on his own going, hello.
Just lost. Yeah,
hello?
Lost interest totally. Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. You've lost interest. But if he was to do his press conference here at CBus tomorrow,
yes.
Would you have?
Yeah, no, I'd be pretty excited about
exactly
it.
Right. Yeah.
I am bitter and twisted, I'll admit it. I'll tell you who isn't. There's a 55-year-old woman at Pimpamar Tavern. If you haven't seen this footage yet, you're going to today. Oh. Just keep your eye on the telly. Getting harassed inside the pub, apparently. But we've got Bianca Stone from Channel 7 Sunrise to explain what took place. Have a listen.
She says she was harassed by a guy inside the pub. She went outside, sat at a table. He comes out and continues talking to her. Then he grabs her handbag off the table. He does the bolt towards his vehicle, which is parked in the car park just outside the tavern. She was having none of it. She gave chase. She kicks off her shoes. It's incredible to watch.
Yeah.
She suffers from emphysema, so she's told me she doesn't know what she was thinking because she usually can't even take two paces without being out of breath. But she chased him, tackled him in the car park.
Yeah, it was unbelievable vision. And more importantly, who needs Cam Smith when you can get Nana?
That's it.
Exactly.
Nana Ninja. Sign her up, Titans.
Yeah, this bloke's tried to pinch a handbag from Trevor Gilmeister's mum. Good on her. Giving it to him.
And that is what you need to know.